Yeah, we actually have them at all the sites, and then where we're partnering with Central Michigan, they have their own. And it was theirs that took the hit. But theirs wasn't, everything on theirs wasn't UPS. You know, they had their PDU. We have our PDU on a UPS so that anything that's plugged into it will get the benefits of the UPS. So I got to be, you know, mindful of what kind of draw I put on the thing. And that, and a repeater's out of the question. But Fred's didn't have any kind of UPS backup on it. It was strictly just the control outlets. And so I picked up, I think his did have battery backup at one time, but it's long expired. So I was able to pick off one of his ports, and that worked. You know, somebody gave me a suggestion. I didn't even think about it, but just get, you know, one of them Amazon or Alexa or Google Home controlled outlets. I don't know what kind of power they'll pass, but there'd be an easy way for me to do it. I could just say, you know, Alexa, you know, turn off Mount Clemens repeater. You know, Alexa, turn on Mount Clemens repeater. That would be a way to do it, but I actually have one of those, but there's the right way to do it for the PU, obviously.
Yeah, and now that for the moment you have a source, doing it the right way is probably the best way.